Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone out there in podcast land. How was your Thanksgiving? I dropped a Parmesan cheese can on my toe at 2:30 in the morning. Don't ask me how. These things just happen. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you come up with the stories, no matter how crazy or silly or wacky the topics are. I mean, come on. Thankful? Who out there is really thankful? Especially when we just say Turkey Day. Come on. What's this Turkey Day thing, huh? It's called Thanksgiving. We are thankful for something. Everyone's got to be thankful for something. And that's what we find out this week in all the stories that you've sent in. By the way, the music that you're hearing now is by Guy David. He does all sorts of wacky stuff. And you can find out more from him in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. So, who won last week? Well, three-way tie. Anima Zabaleta, Justin, and Tom. So we're going to be hearing their stories first, and who knows what kind of craziness we're going to end up with for the topic. First up to bat is going to be Anima Zabaleta. Okay, Anima, let's hear it.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 136, Thankful. I reckon I've got a moment to ruminate. Let me see. January. I got T-boned. But insurance bought me a new used Chevrolet. It don't burn half the oil the Dodge did. That there windstorm peeled off the trailer roof and Jimmy put in a fancy skylight. So what if it leaks a little? Summer drought killed off the grass, so the yard never needs mowing. And today, a mechanical on this here aeroplane gives me 90 minutes of peace from my whiny sister-in-law. Indeed, sugar, I's thankful for the tarnished linings of all them dark, brooding clouds.
Thank you, Anima. I'm thankful for knowing you. Now, if you want to learn more about Anima, go to the show notes, and in the poll there, you're going to see a link by Anima Zabaleta's name. And with that, you're going to be able to go to her site, see her photos. Just try to avoid stalking people, okay? I know it's hard to do. I mean, I've got a whole crowd that follows me anywhere I go. And it's great when you need them to carry books, carry groceries. It gets a little weird in the shower. Co-winner with Anima Zabaleta is, of course, Justin the Space Turtle. He's wrapping up NaNoWriMo, as are many people who you would regularly see here, but may be just a little too busy to come up with another 100 words. And then there are some people that don't post here, well, because we'll get into that a little later. Here's Justin.
Space Turtle. Documentary Edition. Justin Lemester here with today's 100-word story. This week's topic is thankful, and my story is titled Water. Trying a new setting on my mic. I hope it helps. Looks like I don't have to raise the gain in Audacity as much. It does it itself. Anyways, on with the story. I will have a little bit to say afterwards. Every day, a bonner carries the 10-gallon water jug to the well, stands in line, fills the jug when it is her turn, then carries it home. She has to only walk 1 mile each way. She used to have to walk 4 miles there and back again. A bonner is 11. She had a brother. He was only 4 when he died from drinking dirty water. That was before a well was built in their own town, before they could get clean water every day. People who cared donated money to build the well. A bonner is thankful for clean water. Hey, I'm back for just a couple of minutes. I'm a part of something called the Advent Conspiracy. I'll just boil it down real quick. Essentially, Americans spend about $450 billion a year on Christmas. To solve the water crisis, at least in Africa, would cost about $10 billion. So if all of you could get you and 1 billion of your American friends to spend $10 less this Christmas and donate it to a worthy cause such as Living Water International, everyone will have clean water to drink. So don't buy me a present, not that you're going to, and donate $10 and something that really matters. Thanks.
Hey Justin, that's a very cool thing. There's one problem with that site, though. When you go to the donation page at water.cc, it's not a secure connection. And I'm a little concerned about that. So you may want to pass along to those folks that they need to get a secure site going for the donation page. Other than that, I think that's a very good cause. Well, folks, that was Justin. Now let's see who's the third co-winner. And that's Tom, not of footnote. You know, if Santa were to bring me something this year, other than your front two teeth, folks, because I could make a house out of teeth and crazy glue. No, I would want Tom to do one last footnote, wrap things up, and confirm that America has been and always will be that myth we can't attain. Here's Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. Weekly updates. Guy David has 80 stories in a row. Tom is at 120 stories. And Anima Zibaleta is one away from 40 stories in a row. There is a 7-way tie for the 20th position. Terrence Kolak, Tom Merkel, Mike A., Sojourn, Amo, and Eva Moon. We have 1,427 stories, an average of 10.6 per challenge, and 38 stories in a row with double digits. That's stuff to be thankful for. Tonight's story is called A Simple Plan. I've had this second job for years. I drive around behind Brinks armored cars and wait for money to fall out. Been doing it for about 40 years. Have this friend who owns a used car lot use a different car each day. Not that hard to do. Just a few hours each work day. Came close once or twice over the years. A door swung open. A guy drove off and left a bag behind. But to date, no money has hit the road yet. I'm still hopeful and thankful that America is a land where trucks filled with money drive around.
And that, my friends, is the part of the American myth that I'd really like to run into. And believe me, wouldn't you like a big sack of cash to just fall out? What would you do with a big sack of cash? I think that would be an interesting 100-word story of what if a big sack of cash just fell in front of you. You'd probably have to slam on your brakes, though. Anyway, thank you, Tom, for the scoreboard and the update and the story that has us all hoping. We've got a few rookies this week, and I'm looking forward to sharing them with you. The problem is, of course, well, people who just start off don't always, they don't record just yet. That's a good thing, because that gives me a chance to share the stories with you. So here we go. The first story is by Biz, B-Y-Z, and one of these two rookies has a site, the other one doesn't. But that's okay, and this is also a message to our friend Mary. It's okay if you don't record. And I know, if you need some help recording or want to learn how, an absolute rock-bottom basic way of doing it, hey, we've got file converters, all right? All's cool.
The door slammed shut in Lola's face. Could she cope with another pubescent teenager? Memories of past rebellions sent her pulse rate soaring. A simple request to hang out the washing had caused the girl to turn on her. Was obedience too much to expect? 5 kids had already traveled this route, happily causing chaos. Thankfully, each one had survived puberty's rite of passage and eventually grown up. All too familiar tears stung the back of her eyes and throat, reminding just how tough it could get. She would have to be the strong one, for her daughter, and for herself.
Wow, am I glad I don't have kids. Thank you, Biz, and I look forward to hearing more from you in the future. Next up is Hattie. And Hattie's brand new, too, and we're going to have a little fun here. And sure enough, I've got to read this one out. That's okay. That's okay. If you need help recording, yeah, every now and then I'll answer an email. I'm real bad about that. I admit it. But that's part of the joke, you know? Anyway, here's Hattie's story.
Sally pulled the yellow cashmere scarf off her neck and tossed it on the floor in the front hall. She pulled off her wool pea coat and let it fall into a heap. Right foot, then left foot, she kicked off her pointy-toed heels. In stocking feet, Sally shuffled into the kitchen and poured herself a celebratory glass of Chardonnay. The telephone rang as she enjoyed the last drop. Caller ID revealed it was him. She let it ring. The papers were signed today. She didn't have to answer. What a feeling. Finally, free.
Well, somebody's happy to be spending Christmas alone. Whoa. Thank you, Hattie. And remember, folks, give it a shot. Give it a try. See how it works for you. And if you can stand the rest of the aspects of me, well, stick around. I wanted to talk about that today and take a few minutes, and I hope you don't mind. Feel free to skip forward a bit. Jeffrey from Great Heights is going to be next. You probably haven't heard Stephen Soss, a.k.a. the Nuclear Man, on here for a while. And I don't know his reasons for not coming back, but I do know that there's a bit of an issue there. You see, after the Mumbai attacks, there were all sorts of unusual articles out saying that the Chabad House wasn't deliberately targeted, that they were all let free, they weren't. There were condemnations of the attacks. Well, one of the interesting things was, the attacks were condemned, but while it was thought that there were still hostages alive in there, where were the calls to unequivocally set them free? There were all sorts of condemnations, and Islam is not about terror and killing and murder. But the thing is, we've seen all sorts of condemnations in that form that aren't really condemnations. They're really denials. This isn't us. We don't do that sort of thing. Well, even if we believe that, and I wish that it were true, and maybe it is true, what are these people doing? And why aren't you telling them, unequivocally, to stop and let these people go? All the calls that say, we aren't about the murder of innocents. And yet, there are countless sermons across the world that say that the people who were held hostage, who were Israeli Jews, are not innocent. Because, the logic goes, they say that Israel doesn't exist. It's a non-country. It's actually the country of Palestine. All of it. Not a two-state solution. The whole thing. And that as occupiers, they're not innocent. And so, if taken hostage, raped, murdered, tortured, their children left orphaned, random attacks with rockets fired over fences, it's perfectly fine if they're not innocent, or if you redefine what innocent is. And that's truly sad. And I don't think Stephen sees that. I think he just sees this isn't what we're about. This isn't what we believe. We're against such things. But the problem is, there's always a loophole. There's always a catch. It's kind of sad, really. I wish that wasn't the case. And if you take this statement alone, you could believe it. But there's way, way too much out there from these same imams, from these same politicians that support such things. Anyway, that was for you, Stephen. You can find his stuff at ideatrash.blogspot.com. I won't say anything about the domain name, because I don't make cheap domain name jokes. Others are welcome to, but that's the level they sink to, not me. My condolences go out to the families and the victims. Now let's go to the veterans. This week we have Jeffrey from Great Height, and I keep saying that I'm going to do a story for him, and I'm not happy with how the cosmic lockpick is turning out. So I'm just going to probably ramble on a page with all sorts of crazy talk and see what shakes out. I'm not good at writing things that are long anymore. I guess this podcast has ruined me for that. Or, if it hadn't ruined me, I was already ruined. Here we go with Jeffrey.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week 136 with the topic of thankful.
We watched for a very long time until we realized what was happening. The humans were gathering for their yearly sustenance. We watched them gather a much smaller intake of sustenance before. This seemed to be their main feeding. It would be interesting to see how they would take so much of what they call food. We have dissected several of them and know that their internal organs could never process so much at one time. We'll move closer and see what we can hear. I am thankful there will be no dissection tonight.
This has been Thankful by Jeffrey Height. If you enjoyed this story, please go out to greatheights.blogspot.com and see the other stories just like it. Here's from some other authors, even some that you might know. Where 100 words is only the beginning.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And now for a long, scrambling, rambling screed on the auto industry. Just kidding. Next up, we have Norval Joe. Norval has trained me to say his name properly each and every time now. I don't even think I remember his original name. In fact, if I were to look at his driver's license and see his real name, I would see Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 136, Thankful. Here is exactly 100 words and 136 syllables in what is titled the 100-word Christmas haiku.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
A tree is cut down, shining with tinsel and lights. It lives forever. Anticipation. There will be no sleep tonight. Santa comes and goes. Thoughtfully chosen, paper, silver, red, and gold, gifts under the tree. A stupid toy mouse, Nardo knocks over the tree. They should learn from this. The kids are all here, thankful to be together. Christmas Day begins. Baby's first Christmas. She plays with bows and paper. The toys are ignored. Traditional game. Men and boys in the backyard. The boys win again. Worn out already, the baby sleeps in his arms. Granddad takes a nap. Thank you for listening. The music for this show was performed by the author on the air Koto, to the tune of the traditional Japanese song, Sakura. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. I want to tell you something about Nardo and trees. He's never knocked one over, but usually that's because the trees he deals with are planted in the ground. My wife insisted on a full-size, well, fake tree a few years ago. That was when there were three cats. Unfortunately, that was the year that Piper died. And, all of her gifts we had to take out from under there. Then the next year, well, Frisky was around for that, but he was very sick. And we all know what happened then. So this year, it's just Nardo. Yeah. Same thing with Thanksgiving, too. But with that, he got all the turkey, so he was a happy boy. Not looking forward to Mother's Day, though. Well, Mother's Day is the holiday, which definitely there's been one less every year. I don't know whether last Mother's Day will be his last, but I'm hoping it isn't. We'll see. Next up is Mary. Now, she's having trouble with recording these things, so I'm going to go ahead and help her out with this. It may sound a little weird that I'm doing a conversation with myself, but I think there are people that are kind of used to that. They're called co-workers. All right, let me just clean up the lines here, and there we go. Let's record it.
What's an eight-letter word for expressive of gratitude? Are you still messing with that crossword? Don't you realize how much we need to get done? The fourth letter is N. We've got to get this whole house clean. Why did we buy such a big house? N's an L. I hope I bought enough food. I can't believe the entire family's coming to dinner. It might start with T. At least nobody's in the hospital this year. That's it. Thanks, honey.
What?
The word is T-H-A-N-K-F-U-L, and you just made me realize how much I have to be thankful for.
I like that one. Thanks, Mary. Maybe I should take that whole rant out. Nah, I'm going to leave it in. Let's just say that's Steven the Nuclear Man's contribution for this week. Next up is Ashley. And Ashley is back again. This is so cool. I was going to say Astley, you know, like Rick Astley. Like, never going to let you down. Never. No, it's Ashley. Ashley. Get it right, folks.
Hi, everybody. Ashley here. And my story for episode number 136, Thankful, is titled Warfare. She froze, focused on the dark form standing before her, steadied her breathing and prepared to fire. Before she could squeeze the trigger, Stalm stepped from the shadow of a tree and raised his hand, weapon pointed to the ground. Rika said, "You had better be thankful you're not a regular. Your ass is about to be taped." Replied the Stalm, "I could say the same." On a precipice far above, a regular sniper eased off to safety and caressed the trigger once, then again. After a while, the jungle slowly began to come back to life. For the short term, anyway.
But those grand, I couldn't tell. Cool story. I mean, I'm reading the text in the show notes. I mean, those are at podcasting.fullofcrap.com. I love the story. But was that sound intentional? If it was, it's kind of an interesting, you know, you might want to work with the levels. Drop me a note, Ashley. Audacity, highlight, amplify on that one track. I don't know. But cool. I love that your ass was about to be toast. I had toast for breakfast. Cinnamon raisin toast. I buy that like once every few months. It's special. Next up is Guy David. He does the stories of the bee stories. he does the music at the beginning, at the end, and he does this story too. Oh man, I'm just all tangled up. I just got the Subscribe-O-Matic set up for the website for this music thing. It's called Tunes in SL. It's all these musicians and their albums, and I've been asking for permission to post them up, and you know, you write them, it's like that, and it takes them a while. And, oh yeah, that's cool. There's this one spoken word meditation folks that just wrote me, so, well, it's not exactly music. And it's like, yeah, sure, why not? Get out there. There's plenty of room for it, and there's a website for it, riaa.isfullofcrap.com. Yeah, funny. But if you get iTunes or Amazon gift certificates, that's a way that you can use them to help some folks out. Eva Moon is on there, by the way. That's cool. K-Click, who you heard before, you've heard Rich before, and Guy is in there, too. So here we go with Guy's story.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 136 with the topic of thankful. I'm Guy from Night Guy, the podcast where the age of 40 is only the beginning. The technological singularity is coming. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, this week's story. Enjoy! Ceremony of the thankful was about to begin. We have so much to be thankful for, said Kurt, their leader. Simon brought the wine. Bertha brought the cheese and the crackers. They all spun around in the circle and chanted. Then Emily threw red flowers into the air. Everyone cheered. It's like a wedding, laughed Amanda in joy. It's the ultimate binding. Someone opened the champagne and they all toasted. Then it was time. Bring her, cried out Kurt, holding the sacrificial knife. There was a murmur, then a stunned silence as they realized they forgot the sacrificial version.
Thank you, Guy David. Although, if should we refer to the rookies as virgins? We're not going to sacrifice them. Otherwise, how do you get veterans?
Naruto, what are you thankful for? He's thankful for all the turkey that's in him. He's being a pain in the butt. He's always a good boy. It rained last night, so he's all wet. He's rolling around in the rain. Dumb cat. That's not how you get a bath. Anyway, one more story to go. I'm sure you'll be thankful for this.
Of all the Care Bears, Thankful Bear was the most quiet. When someone did something for him, a simple heartfelt thank you sufficed. Any more than that would be seen as obnoxious or disingenuous, he thought. Sure, he was thankful for every day he lived, every meal he ate, and every night he slept somewhere warm and safe. He didn't need to shout it out every time he felt it, like all the other babbling Care Bears. His attitude on gratitude didn't make for good film, so he was cut after the first season. For that, he was thankful, too.
Well, that's it for today's 100-word story weekly challenge. I want to thank, and I truly, heartfelt thank, but not to the point of being obnoxious, all the folks that have, year in and year out, contributed to this 100-word stories weekly podcast challenge thing, taking the time out of their busy lives and busy work weeks and schedules and agonized and gone crazy over trying to fit their thoughts down to 100 words. Especially this week when you're dealing with all these crazy people that call themselves family. The text for the stories are in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a way to vote for your favorite stories for this week. Be sure to click on all the boxes of all the stories you liked. Although if you like them all, then you click them all, but no one likes them all, do they? I mean, Planet Z, how can you like that garbage? There's going to be a storytelling event tonight in Second Life, and it's at the Lonely Yak. I'm sure that all of you, even though you probably got landmarks and all of that, you're just going to, I am the Aiken, where is it? How can I get there? Sorry, just write me a note. As for the SL music thing, we've got more and more performers in there every day, and it's very cool. And I'm thankful that folks are sharing their music and sharing their art in so many ways. I'll see y'all tomorrow with the next chapter in the Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln. Abe's not going to do too well for the next few weeks. You might want to warn anyone who thinks, oh, Abraham Lincoln will live forever and he'll frolic and dance in the field. I hate to burst your bubble. Guy's got problems. Oh well. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.